I'm Christoph Bergen. I'm the mayor of Zermatt.
Christoph, we're talking at the Zermatt Unplugged. Patrick Bishop playing just behind us. Tell me, how important is Zermatt Unplugged to the commune of Zermatt?
So the Unplugged is very, very important for Zermatt because it's a season-end event. And we had a very, very good winter season. And this is the biggest event we have at the end of the season. We have a very international clients now here. And that for us is very important. And all the marketing they made in all over Switzerland and all the radio station and everywhere, and that's for us is fantastic.
Was it initially hard to convince people in Zermatt that a music festival in a ski resort would be a good idea?
Yeah, it's quite difficult, but now Tom Sterke he makes it the fourth year, and yesterday he signed a new contract for the next 3 years, so it comes. For the next year, I think everybody in Switzerland knows that at the end of season, we have a big festival. I'm not the type for musicians or that, but it's just fantastic.
So what kind of music do you like?
Country. I lived for 1 year in America, and I was always very impressed by the country songs. But since I was a little guy, I was always for country. I studied in America. I was in San Francisco, and then I went all over the states. I was in 38 states and visited, and it was for me the biggest things I made in my life.
You're working in banking, is that right?
Yes, I was working in banking, and then I took the opportunity to travel a little bit all over America, and it was a fantastic thing.
Has that experience helped you now that you're back in Zermatt?
Yeah, sure, it helps. Everything helps. You can go to everywhere. You have to see in your life other things. The baddest things or the worst thing is to stay in this town and thinking you're the best. Or there are a lot of good stations all over the world, and there are a lot of nice places all over the world, and you have to see it.
That's something very, very Swiss, I think, isn't it? People going abroad and then coming back and bringing that experience back into the country.
Yeah, this is a very special Swiss thing, because we go out to learn the language. So we go to America, we go to Paris for French, we go to Florence or to Rome for Italian. And this is a very special Swiss thing, that we want to speak at least four languages.
I always love to hear Oberwalliser teach, so if you could give us a message to our listeners in Oberwalliser teach, please.
Ja, ich wünsche allen einen guten schönen Abend und kommen nach Zermatt und freuen wir an dem schönen Konzert.
And I think you were saying, come to Zermatt and enjoy the concert, is that right?
Yeah, it's completely right.
Oh, I speak the language.
Yeah, so speak the bottom of Zermatt.